Okay, we're on the bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis. Second to the last line, Amar Rabba, Amar Abyeshak Barshmul Bar Marta. Got it? Second to the last line. Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mikibud Avaim. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avaim. How do we know that? This is a very famous Gemara. Shekol Osen Shanim Shal Yaakov Avinu Beveis Ever Lo Ne'enash. Because the years that Yaakov Avinu was sitting and learning in the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'Eber, here it says, Beis Medrash of Eber, Lo Ne'enash, he was not punished for his lack of Kibud Avaim. Now we're going to go through the somewhat complicated calculations to figure out how many years Yaakov was learning in the Beis Medrash of Eber. The Amar Mar, top of Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Lama Nimnu Shnos of Shel Yishmael. Why does the Torah tell us the years of Yishmael, how old he was at different points in time? Rashi says, Malanu, top line, Malanu Lindo Shnos HaRishoyim. Who cares? Yishmael was a Rasha. Who cares about when he... how many years he was, how old he was at this point, how old he was at that point. So why does the Torah waste its time seemingly telling us about the years of Yishmael? Kedei liyaches bohen shnosav shel Yaakov. Because from the years of Yishmael, we can learn about Yaakov Avinu. Dichsiv, ve'ele shnei chayei Yishmael, ma'as shana u'shloshim shana v'sheva shanim. Yishmael lived how many years? Ma'as shana, 100 years, 137. Right? Ma'ashanah, Shoshim Shana, Rabbi Sheva Shanim, 137. Kama Koshish Yishmael mi Yitzchak. How much older was Yishmael than Yitzchak? Arbeisar Shanim, Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak. How do we know that? Dichsiv Avram ben Shmanim Shana, V'sheish Shanim, B'ledes Hagar es Yishmael. Abraham was 86 years old when he had Yishmael. Uksiv Avram ben Ma'at Shana bihivale lo es Yitzchak beno. He was 100 years old when Yitzchak was born. So we see that Yitzchak is 14 years younger than Yishmael. Uksiv v'Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana beledes Osam. When Yitzchak had gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, he was 60 years old. So bar kama havi Yishmael kidi is yolid Yaakov. So if Yitzchak is 60, how old is Yishmael? 74. Bar shivim v'arba'o. So he's 74 years old at this point. Kama paishan mishane. How many years does Yishmael have left to live? He lived 74. He's 74 years old. And he's going to be, how old we said? 137. 137 minus 74. Kama paishan mishane. Shitin utvas. 63 years. Vitanya. Hoya Yaakov vino b'shosh in his barech me'aviv. When Yaakov Avinu got the bracha from his father and ran away to Lavan's house, how old was he? Ben Shishim V'Shalosh Shana. He was 63 years old. Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when he got his father's bracha and he ran away to Lavan's house. Ubo Baperek Meis Yishmael. And at that very same time, Yishmael died. How do we know? Dichsiv. Vayar Esav. He... Beirach Yitzchak is Yaakov. Esav saw that Yitzchak, his father, gave a bracha to Yaakov and told him, don't marry a Kenani girl. So Esav took that advice. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael vayika es machalas bas Yishmael ben Avraham achos nevoyos al nashav lo liisha. Vayikach es machalas bas Yishmael achos nevoyos. So Yaakov gets a bracha from his father, disappears. Esav sees that his father told him not to marry a girl from Canaan, so Esav himself goes and marries the daughter of Yishmael. Shenamar, so mimash mishenamar bas Yishmael, from the fact that it refers to her as the daughter of Yishmael, ain't yodea she achos nevoyos? Don't we know who her brother is? We know that nevoyos is a son, and this is a daughter, beautiful. So why does it have to tell us who her brother is? Melame, this teaches us, Shekidshu Yishmael. Yishmael was Mekadesh's daughter to Esav, Umeis, and then Yishmael died before the wedding. Misiya Nevoyos Achiha. And who married her off? Her brother, Nevoyos. That's why it tells us specifically that that was her brother. Because her brother was the one, in fact, who walked her down to the chuppah. So therefore we see, Shitin Utlas. Yaakov We said that when Yaakov gets his bracha, he's 63 years old. How do we know? Because at the same time, Yishmael died, and that was how many years were left in Yishmael's lifetime from the point when Yaakov was born. That means when Yitzchak was 60, he had Yaakov. Yishmael at the time is 74. And when did he go get the bracha from his father? At the death of Yishmael. The death of Yishmael is 137 minus 74. So at the age of 63, Yaakov is getting a bracha from his father. And we know that because that's when Yishmael died. And we know that Yishmael was 74 years old when he was born. So 63 years later, he died at the age of 137. So Shiti Nutlaz. Yaakov is 63 when he gets a bracha from his father. Yaakov is in the house of Laban for 14 years until Yosef is born. Rashi tells us, fifth skinny line in Rashi. Yaakov was 14 years in the house of Laban until Yosef was born. He worked 14 years for Rachel and Leah. First he worked for 7 years, then he got Leah. A week later he got Rachel, and 7 years later Yosef was born. Yosef shalmu shnei avdus habanos. He finished the years of slavery, the years of working to marry his two wives. Shenemar vahi kasher yada Rachel et Yosef. Umisham v'hala, the additional 6 years that Yosef stayed in the house of Lavan, Yaakov stayed in the house of Lavan after Yosef was born. Ovad oto b'schar hatzon. He worked 14 years for the girls and 6 years for the schar of getting the sheep. So 63 plus 14, hashivin v'shiva, that's 77. 63, 77. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, "Yosef ben Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paro. So, how old is Yaakov? If Yaakov is 77 when he's born, 77 and 30 is Hamea v'sheva. That's 107. Shev d'sava, 7 years of produce, where there was a savea, where they had a lot of stuff, right? Yosef is collecting all the food, preparing for the famine. So that's 7 years. V'tarti d'kafna, 2 years of famine. 7 plus 2 is 9. So he's 107 plus 9 is 116. Hamea v'shitzar. He should be 116 years old. The problem is, the pasuk says, Uksiv ayomer paro Yaakov, kama yimei shnei chayecha, how old are you? And this is after the second year of the famine. Vayomer Yaakov al paro yimei shnei migurai shloshim u'ma'as shana. I'm 130 years old. What do you mean 130 years old? According to the calculation we just did, may have a shitzer havion. He was only 116. We're missing 14 years. We're missing 14 years. What happened to the 14 years? Elish mami na arba asrei shonin davaveis eber lo choshib lehu. 14 years are missing. Where was Yaakov during those 14 years? In the base medrash of Shem Ve'ever. Disanya, we have a brisa that supports this. Yaakov beveis Ever mutman arba'as reishana. Yaakov was hiding in the base medrash of Ever, learning Torah 14 years. There's different girsos over here. Where to put the Ever mace. Ever dies. La'acha she'od Yaakov avinu la'aram naharayim shtei shanim. Yaakov left the base medrash of Shem Ve'ever, went to Aram Naharayim. 2 years later, Ever himself died. Yotzim Yisham v'olul Aram Naharayim nimtza kisha omar ala be'er. So it turns out, when Yaakov was on the Be'er and he bumped into Rachel, he was ben shivim v'sheva shana, because he was 63 when he got blessed by his father. He went to learn for 14 years, 63, 73, 77 years old, when he's on the Be'er and spots Rachel. Uminala and delo mi'anish. How do we know that Yaakov Avinu was not punished for the 14 years that he was learning Torah in the base medrash of Shem Ve'ever? And this is the whole point of the Gemara. That's how we started. That Talmud Torah is more chashuv than Kibud Av Va'Em. He wasn't punished for the 14 years he wasn't doing Kibud Av Va'Em when he was learning. He was only punished for the years by Lavan. Uminala and delo mi'anish. How do we know that he wasn't punished? Desanya, the Brisa says, Nimta Yosef Shepirish mi aviv esim mushtayim shana. Yosef was away from his father 22 years. Kishem shepiresh Yaakov Avinu me'aviv. Just like Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years. Yaakov was away from his father for 22 years. Therefore, midik negemida, Yosef was away from Yaakov for 22 years. That's the Gemara. Yaakov tosim v'shisa havim. But Yaakov was away for 36 years. He was away for 20 years by Lavan. 14 years in the base measure, 34, and we'll soon see where the other 2 years he was on the road. 36 years. Ella, our base said, the Hava, the base Eber, lo choshev lehu. 14 years, he was learning Torah in the base measure of Eber. He was not punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah of kibud av v'aim. As the Gemara, sof, the base Lavan, esrin shonin havyon. But bottom line, he was only by Lavan 20 years. Where, what happened to the other 2 years? He was on the road for 2 years, so those 2 years he was on the road, he was also punished. He went to a place called Sukkos. Va'ososham Shmona Asar Chodesh. For 18 months he was in Sukkos. How do we know? Shneamar Yaakov Nosa Sukkosa. He went to a place called Sukkos. Ve'even lo bayis. Rashi tells us the bayis is a reference to a house for the winter. Udmiknehu asa sukkos, and for his cattle he made sukkos, and that they learn sukkos is plural. And that implies, Rashi says, the last Rashi in the parak, Yishtoi beis shonim b'urcha, d'beshuvo meiram narayim lavo li Yitzchak aviv, v'ivin lo bayis li yamot hachoref, asa sukko, mozachoref asa. Sukkos beis pamim shnei yamot hakayetz, he built himself a sukkah. This is a drasha, it's not Pashup Shah, but he built himself a sukkah twice. Why do you have to build two sukkahs for the summer? Because he was there 2 summers. So each season we assume is 6 months. So he was there 1 winter and 2 summers. 6 and 6 and 6, 6 times 3, 18. 18 months. And he spent 6 months in Beit El. So basically he was on the road, 6 plus 18 months is 24 months, 2 years. So it's 20 years by Lavan, and an additional 2 years on the road, 6 months in Beit El, and a year and a half in Sukkos. That's the end of Perek Rishon. Let's go into Perek Sheni. HaKoreis HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yotze. If you read the Megillah LeMafreya out of order, backwards, you're not Yotze. Kora Alpeh, if you read the Megillah Ba'alpeh. Kora Targum, if you read it in Targum, a foreign language, or b'chol lashon, any language for that matter, lo yotza. Aval, but korin osa lilo azos belaz. You can read it in a foreign language to someone who understands a foreign language. You can read the Megillah in French to a Frenchman. The Gemara will discuss this in greater length. Valois sheshama ashuris yotza. If the Frenchman hears the Megillah in Ashuris, Ashuris is Lashon HaKodesh in the original Hebrew, he is Yotze, even if he does not understand. Kara Sirugin, if you read the Megillah with pauses, and you stop, and you started, and you stop, and you started, and you stop. Kara Sirugin, or Umisnamneim, he was dozing off, and he was reading the Megillah, not listening to the Megillah, but if he's reading the Megillah while he's dozing off, Yotze. To point out, if he's listening to the Megillah dozing off, that's not called listening, and he's not Yotze at all. Hayakosva, if you're writing a Megillah, or Dorsha, you're giving shir, and you're reading from the Megillah, Esther. Umagia, or you're correcting a Megillah. Imkiving libo, if he has kavana to be Yotze, he's Yotze, his mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly how that could be. Vimlav, if he doesn't have kavana, lo Yotze. He's not Yotze. How is the ksuva besamu besikra v'kumus v'kankan tum al niyar v'al diftera? Lo Yotze. If he writes the Megillah on these with these different types of ink, but it's not real ink, or he writes it on niyar or diftera, which is not klaf, lo Yotze. He's not Yotze. Ach tehei ksuva ashuris has to be written b'loshen hakodesh al sefer on a klaf ubidyo and with ink. Gemara, minani mili. How do we know that if you read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze? Omar Rava, the Omar Kra, Kich Savam, Vichizmanam. The Pasuk says in the Megillah, as it's the Ksav, and as it's written, and in its time. As it's written, and in the right time. Mazmanam, the Mafrealo, Af Ksavam, the Mafrealo. Just like the Zman can't go out of order. Rashi says you can't have Tesvav come before Yudalit, the two Zmanu of the Megillah, Yudalit and Tesvav. He can't have Tesvav come before Yudalit. So we have a Hekish, just like the Zman L'mafreya lo, Af Ksavam L'mafreya lo. Yes, the Gemara, but this pasuk is not talking about reading the Megillah. Midi Kriya Ksiva Hacha, Asiya Ksiva Hacha. Asiya Ksiva, this pasuk is talking about not the Kriya of Megillah, but the Asiya, fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Megillah. Dichsiv, as the pasuk says, Lios Osim, to perform, to fulfill, Shnei Hayamim, these 2 days. Lios Osim, Shnei Hayamim, Ela Kichsavam, Bechizmanam, Bechol Shana Veshana. Ela, so it's not talking about reading the Megillah, so that doesn't tell us read the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze. These days will be mentioned and will be performed, fulfilled. We have a connection between the zechira, the mentioning of the Megillah, meaning the reading of the Megillah, and the asiyas ha-Megillah, performing the mitzvahs. Ma'asiyah le-mafreya lo, just like you can't perform the mitzvahs out of order, and this is a discussion exactly what this means. Abzechira lemafreya lo. Some say it's just like the Rashi said before. Just like you can't have Tezvav coming before your Dalit, you have to fulfill the mitzvah on the right time. Ma'asiyah, you can't do it out of order. Abzechira lemafreya lo. Tana, now we have a Braisa, Tosefta. Our Mishnah told us you can't read the Megillah out of order. Comes the Tosefta and tells us there are other things that can't be done out of order. Not only the Megillah can't be read out of order, Halal you can't say out of order, Kriyashma you can't say out of order, and Tefillah can't say out of order. Halal minala, and how do you know the Halal can't be said out of order? Rabba Omar Dichsiv, the Pasuk says in the Halal, Mimizrach Shemesh ad Mivo'o. From the east, where the sun rises, until the sun sets. Rashi says, second to last line, Keshem Shashkiyat Uzrichat Hachama Lo Heyafchu, just like the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, Ka Mulal Shem Hashem Velo Lemafreya, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, the full pasuk says, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o, Mulal Shem Hashem. We have a connection between the way the sun moves and the way the we recite the Halal, just like the sun goes in order, the sun doesn't go out of order, but then the Halal has to go in order, not out of order. Rav Yosef Omar, different pasuk. Zeh Yom Asah Hashem. This is the day Hashem made, Rashi says, second to last line, Kiseder Hayom She'eno Mishtaneh B'Sha'otav. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You don't have the time going out of order, so too, Halal has to be in order. Rav Avi Omar, from a different pasuk. Yi Shem Hashem Mivorach. Rashi says, bottom line, Kavyaso yehe, the way it's written, that's the way you should recite the Halal. Yehi, we'll soon see later on in the Gemara. Yehi means as is. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Acha by Yaakov, Amar mehocha me'atav yad olam, from now and forever. Just like the time goes in order, hu adin, the Halal has to be set in order. In the next Amar we discuss the Kriyashma in order and the Tefillah in order.